Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
I want to break out the voice disguiser for this one. And this is going to be one of those questions that we ask that I don't think, although I didn't think we'd get any calls this morning either.
Yeah, careful what you say.
This is almost like a source of pride for us now, where we're at the point where we can throw just about any question at you guys, and we know somebody generally listening is going to call up and say, that crazy thing you were just talking about, you're not going to believe it, but I totally feel you on that. You'll call up.
Right.
I think I got one this morning that we won't get any calls on.
Okay.
And we take a great sense of pride in knowing if nobody calls, then we've done our job.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing, without even knowing what you're going to say.
We talked about it this morning.
Okay, before I knew what you were going to say, I'll still finish my sentence. I bet not only do we get one call, but I bet every phone line ends up on hold.
I would doubt it.
Because that's just the way it goes. Like, every random nonsense, anything, we end up with, we'll get one call and then we'll go, oh, there it is. There's the one person. Then next thing you know, every light is on.
It's like everybody else is waiting for the acceptance of one person to break through the barrier.
I didn't say anything until somebody else's.
Right. Well, I will defer back to Jen Hobby because this is based out of her entertainment buzz, and Danny DeVito, his appearance on The View yesterday. Dude was hammered.
He was drunk, and he admitted to partying with George Clooney the night before, and that he had stumbled into his appearance on The View to promote that movie. And I don't have it in front of me. I can't remember the name of the movie. Deck the Halls. I think it is, yeah. And so he was drunk on The View, and he was doing some President Bush bashing, and they had to bleep him out a whole bunch, and he basically, like, sort of ended up almost throwing up. He laid down Rosie O'Donnell's lap and made Barbara Walters mad, and Rosie O'Donnell had a blast with it.
So at one point last night when he's out hanging out with Clooney and they're doing shots, he realizes, look, I got to be on The View in a couple of hours, and for him that's work. I mean, he's working. He has to promote his movie that is coming up.
Right.
So that is a work day for Danny DeVito.
Right.
He's hammered.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to go on The View drunk. And this is him kind of like, you can't really hear him slurring or anything like that in this clip, but he's just goofy enough to where when you know he's buzzed, this makes sense.
You know, the guy who... trying to, like, you know, figure out what to do with our country and our women and men in the military. Donald.
All right, so here's where I'm going with this. This has worked for him. Again, he has to promote his movie.
Yes.
I am wondering if there's any Bert Show listener right now that is either getting ready for work or you're going into work and you're drunk right now.
Oh, we'll get a call? Are you kidding?
You are drunk. You made the conscious decision sometime last night. Like, if it was Friday morning, I would almost say, I know we're going to get a call. Someone's getting ready.
Right.
They're buzzed. Someone's coming to pick them up or what have you. And they're buzzed going into work. But I don't know that on a Thursday morning, Someone is going to call and say, yeah, well, I made the conscious effort at 2 in the morning. I was just going for it.
And then you think, I mean, you assume that everybody has the same work week, too. So there's plenty of people that today may be their Friday, you know?
But yeah. They're going, oh, that might be their Friday. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. 404-741-1005. I've been guilty of this before.
Yeah.
Not here, but I certainly have done it before.
Well, radio is unique in that it's almost a rite of passage to go to some station, if you're a morning person, to end up at some station event that, you know, all right, I'm going to make my appearance there from 7 to 9, whatever. It's
like Nelly Nelly Christmas. Like,
right.
If we went out
night,
to
right?
Nelly Nelly Christmas on a Sunday night.
And we have every intention of bailing at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Have one glass of wine. Let me have a drink. Okay.
Well, when you have to be in at 5 in the morning, it's easy. Yeah. I mean, down the hall, I did it when I was
and
younger.
Then you're only, yeah. The problem is, like, with a regular finger quote job, you've got, let's say you stay out until 1 a.m. and your job starts at 8. Like, you've got 7 hours in there to process that last cocktail that was in your system, and then you get to work by 8 or 8:30. 7.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Sober up.
We're
a little hungover, but you're sober.
You're going to be
all
right.
We are all up and working at 4:30. That's 3.5 hours after the last cocktail could have been sipped.
That's harsh.
Let's do it on Monday after Nelly Nelly.
Voices, Kaiser, please.
It's on.
We will call you Alex. You're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey.
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 So I'm on the way to work, and I definitely drank from 10 last night to 5 this morning. Me and a buddy that I haven't seen in a while, we went to the gas station and bought like 2 18-packs. Well, we bought one the first time, and then we had to go back and get some more.
Now, you're not driving, are you?
Do what?
You're not driving, are you?
No, I'm being driven.
Okay, good.
Where do you work? Not where specifically, but what do you do for a living?
I'm an intern.
Okay.
I'm a college student, and I intern in Atlanta.
What kind of work do you do?
I do work with computers. So I do a desk all day.
I'm a podiatrist. I do. I do orthopedic surgery.
I'm an open heart surgeon.
I'm glad it's not like a daycare center or school. This is
well. I'm glad you're not driving.
Right.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
All right.
I would like. I wonder if we could get Governor Sonny Perdue on to declare today the day of Bird Show responsibility.
No, I thought you were going to say if he ever went to work drunk.
If you're willing to give your kid to Hoss, if you're willing to, you know, if
let's
you're,
not involve him. We want to make a good impression.
If you're at work drunk, what else can we do that's just completely irresponsible?
Call the governor when we're behaving badly.
Yes. Tattle on ourselves.
Yeah.
Need the voice disguiser on this one. Good morning, Allison. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Not only am I juiced, I'm stoned.
Well, there you asked. How could it get more irresponsible?
Oh, my God.
Ask and ye shall receive.
Are you working right now?
Yes, I am.
Let me ask you a question about this, all right? Because I sort of feel like I know where you're coming from. Let me just guess the scenario.
Yeah,
let me just guess
this.
The scenario. So you're up late last night. You are hammered. Hammered. And you get up this morning and you're still drunk. And somehow, someway, somebody talks you into that if you light up, that's going to sober you up.
Yeah.
Did you light up at home or at work?
It was just a guess.
I was told that the way to get over the first one was to have another.
So what occupation are you, where you know, what occupation do
you
have and where you
doing
right now?
Driver.
I'm a receptionist.
A receptionist. Oh, great.
What is a receptionist?
So what do you do, like, like, how many people do you interact with personally? Like, how many people will walk by you today?
Probably over 100. I'm a receptionist for the state. So I work for Sunny.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
Are you kidding me? You are in Sunny's office right now, stoned and drunk?
No!
Oh, she works for the state.
I'm not in his office.
What's that?
I'm not in his office.
Oh, no.
She's a
no.
State employee.
So
oh,
okay.
No.
So
this is not going to help, you know, because sometimes state employees
have a reputation
of being slow moving. This isn't going to, certainly isn't going to help.
Is your voice kind of echoing, bro, or is that just me?
Gotta go. My boss is coming back.
All right.
What a watch.
She's I bet she's
random drug testing.
I bet she's about to get fired.
Yeah. Oh no.
Gotta go. My boss is coming.
I wonder if any bosses have one of those little portable breathalyzer things in their desk.
She's getting a hair sample taken from her right
Absolutely.
Now. Susie, hey.
And you know what? She's totally not gonna process it because he's gonna say, "Look, I'm gonna need a sample of your hair," and she's gonna look at him and go, "I like your hair too."
Susie, you're on the voice disguiser.
Hi. How are you?
Are you drunk? You're drunk right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a vodka and Red Bull. My last one. I have what was it? 7:30.
This can't be real.
And are you?
This
isn't yeah. Real. Are you at work right now?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an illegal in the attorney's office.
This can't. You can't
no
be serious.
Way.
But this is the first time I've ever done this before. I just had a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Hold on, hey Susie, do you need to be on the voice disguiser?
No. I guess so.
Oh, you guess so.
There we go. Susie, did you say what you did for a living?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed
legal
that.
Aid.
Legal aid in an attorney's office.
An attorney's office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of law are we talking about being practiced around you today?
It's a criminal attorney's office.
Oh my god.
So you are working on either prosecuting somebody or defending somebody today?
I'm not sure what I'm doing today.
Oh my God.
Hey, Susie, what is like, because right now you have some sort of project on your desk.
Yeah.
What project are you attempting to tackle as we speak?
It's a case against a spouse abuse case.
Yeah. And what are you trying to do with it right now?
I'm typing out some paperwork.
She's typing.
But we have standard forms. It's kind of just fill in the blank. So
I feel like I'm living in a vortex. At what point did you say that you took that last drink?
About 7:30.
A couple, not even 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
So right before you went to work.
Yeah, well, I was gonna just drink a Red Bull, but after drinking them all night with vodka in it, it just didn't taste good. So
my friend
Jules, she went ahead and added in some vodka.
So,
she's handling legal documents this morning.
Right.
How can nobody in the office know that you're hammered?
We have two other girls, but we're really close. And the attorneys that I work for, they're out. They've out of the office until after lunch, so I'm hoping by the time they come in,
you'll be asleep.
We have got to go.
What is wrong today?
Hopefully by the time my boss comes in, I'll be comfortably curled up underneath the desk, sound asleep.
I can't tell if everything's aligned all right today or everything's aligned all wrong today.
She needs to go home. She needs to get that friend who drove her in to turn around and drive her home at lunch. She's going to start
She's
to get...
She's never going to make it to
she's
lunch.
She's going
to
be hungover by 1 in the afternoon.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's... No, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
We call this the Burt Show's Tough Love Advice. We ask guys only to be part of this. 404-741-1005. Why guys only, Jeff?
Well, sometimes women can't really give the bare bones, stripped down, hardcore advice, especially to other women, because those annoying feelings get in the way. So what'll happen is you'll have a woman will call up with a question like, the one that Burt was talking about earlier. She thinks her boyfriend's cheating on her.
Right.
And girls would be like, well, maybe it's not. Maybe he's not. Like, you're always looking for that glimmer of hope, that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, the ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. You're always like, well, maybe he's not. He is or he isn't. And guys will, you know what? It's gonna hurt your feelings. It's going to be hard. Maybe he's just not that into you, and guys are going to cut right through that. No ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. If he's cheating on you, we're going to call it. If he's, if he's a crappy guy, we're going to call it. If your friend has screwed you over, we're going to call it and just leave it at that.
We're a wily bunch, guys, and you don't have the playbook. But since we write it every single day, we can tell you guys what's really going on in your relationship if you give us all the facts. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Wendy. You were on Q100. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing okay. Good. Just trying to get the voice disguiser a little bit adjusted for you. Nobody can recognize your voice, that's for sure.
Thank you.
All right, so give us some details about what's going on with your boyfriend. We got Haas in here now also. We're going to ask the guys that listen to the show to call up once they hear the details and give you real solid, solid, solid advice.
I definitely want to know. I'm kind of like getting completely crazy with this whole thing. I don't know. And you're right. I haven't talked to my girlfriends about it, and it's gotten really... I just want to know if I'm being, paranoid or I'm being naive about this whole situation, but...
Hey, Wendy, hold on one sec. We're just trying to get the voice disguiser adjusted here. Somebody jacked with it over the weekend?
Okay,
go ahead. Start to tell us your story, and we're just going to make the adjustments as you go along.
I've been going out with a really great guy for almost 2 years, about a year and a half, and he's really great. There's just a couple odd things that definitely send up some red flags, and I don't want to overreact because I don't want to mess up something that's really great. I won't accuse him of anything, but it's just some little weird stuff. I haven't caught him in any of the, classic lies or no, phone numbers from women or weird phone calls or anything, but there's just a couple little strange things that I just don't know if I'm being crazy or not. So,
okay, give us some of these little red flags.
Okay, here it is. One weird thing, I don't know if it's even weird, but it's weird for me, is he texts all the time, and then he deletes them. My phone service is awful, so I'm always borrowing his phone, and checking out. Well, I don't know, I'm not really checking out stuff, but I have noticed that he does delete every message he ever gets or anything like that.
Does he delete them as he responds to them, or does he let them pile up a little bit and then just delete them all?
No, of course I've never asked him about it, but no, they're gone. Almost any time, the regular phone would just kind of delete them as they naturally happen. No, they're absolutely gone. And I know he's, text messaging all the time, so.
And you know this because...
I had borrowed his phone, and, I don't know. All right, I looked. I mean, this kind of goes with some of the other things, so let me just let you know. I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm snooping around, but it's just something I've noticed.
Okay.
All right, give us some of the others.
The other thing is, I am a completely trusting person, and he does go out a lot with his guy friends, which I think is really healthy. And I love it because I have a lot of girlfriends and I love going out with them too. And he has a regular Tuesday night, they play cards and have fun and go out and, whatever. I think it's great. But there, sometimes it can be to midnight, 1 a.m, that kind of a thing. And I have a couple girlfriends who just think that's a little weird. But I have no problem with it, except I would think in the last, he has changed a position at the work he's had since he's gone out. He has kind of brought his own clothes, you know, his brother's clothes, so that he could go directly to work. So he could shower there because they have a gym and everything. And he'd get ready and go to work just from when he's gone out. And it is a little weird, but when he goes out to one of his friend's house, it is closer to where he works. So it's not that unusual, but it's kind of compounded because of these other sort of things.
Do you know what kind of clothes he's bringing? Like, is it something that he would wear out if he was going out with you to, like, a nicer dinner? Or is it just, like, jeans and a polo shirt?
It seems like stuff he would wear to work. I mean, because sometimes I'll see him after work, and, I mean, I don't know. It looks like he's just going to work after he goes out.
So he goes out with his friends and then tells you he's going to spend the night at his buddy's house, change for work, and then go to work the next day.
Yeah, or else he can just,
it's
like...
work clothes.
Oh, so he's...
the other way around.
I thought he was changing after work
no.
And then...
No.
Other way around. So he's going out...
Oh, yeah, he's doing someone else.
Now, this is like in the middle of the week, right? So he's out to 2, 3 in the morning, crashing
at... Yeah, usually at Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Adult guys don't have sleepovers.
Wait, now this is something important here. Is this every Tuesday night, or does this happen like a lot during the week?
Well, not every Tuesday night does he stay over, but every Tuesday night he has a guy's night out, usually.
Okay.
Unless we have something like it's our anniversary or something, you know, that kind of a thing.
All right, so we've got staying out, he's got clothes, he's doing a sleepover at his dude's house, you got the deleted text messages, what else you have?
Well, the only thing really kind of weird is this weekend where he's visiting relatives, like his supposed cousin, but I shouldn't even be saying this, but his cousins who I've never met, and be honest with you, I've never even heard of him talking about, but now he has, like, you know, these cousins who live in South Georgia, and he's going to go visit them, and that is fine. He's just not one of those, like, he is a good family person, like, on holidays, but he usually, like, it just doesn't seem like a time, like, I'm going to go visit my cousins for some odd reason.
Have you met other relatives?
Oh, yeah.
You've met them?
They're great, and they love me, and I love them, and that's the thing, is I just don't want to overreact and mess something up. And, you know, the minute you accuse somebody or even ask, it just, I think, puts just something into the relationship where then there's questioning and I don't know. I kind of feel like you should trust somebody until they do something that messes up with that trust. It's not like I've caught him in lies. Or
all right, hold on a second. Have you called him over the last couple of days while he was in South Georgia? Has he picked up the phone, been available?
Actually, he's going this weekend.
Oh, he's going this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, just this coming weekend.
Just for a spontaneous weekend with the cousins.
And why aren't you going with them?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mentioned that, you know, I definitely could get away. I work a lot at home, and I could definitely get away. But he was like, oh, no, I never see him. You know, I just think it's good. Hey, you know, we will see him at Christmas, blah, 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 you know.
Hold on a sec. Haas is already laughing at you. What do you got, Haas?
Yeah, he's cheating on you.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, when you said the text message thing, I could kind of understand that a guy might just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, emails. You want to delete them. You want to keep your you know, little text message box clean. I understand that. But then you say that that he's talking about cousins that you've never met before, that he's never talked about before. If it was that close of family, he would have already mentioned them. He would have already seen them. You would have already been introduced to them. So now he's going to go see people that you never even seen or talked to, don't even know exist. Now he's staying the night. Yeah, just like Jeff said, no guys have adult guy sleepovers. That's just, no guys do
now,
that. So.
Now, in defense of some guys, I'm sure there are situations where guys go out to a buddy's house and they end up getting so, you know, hammered that they just crash on the couch.
Yeah, but that's not premeditated.
Right. That's not bring a change of clothes. Okay. And that's not like on a Tuesday night when you got to work the next day. Like, that's like, you know, Friday night we started playing cards and then, you know, we just started drinking. And then next thing you know, it's 1:30 in the morning and they're ordering pizzas. And then it's 2:30. And it's like, you know what? I'm just going to sleep here. I'll drive home tomorrow. And he rolls in the next day, obviously wearing the clothes he slept in, stinking like the pizza and beer that they drank the night before. And and that'll happen, I mean,
occasionally.
It's not going to happen every Tuesday where he brings his work clothes in.
Wendy, how old a guy is this dude?
He's 31.
31. Okay, hold on 1 second for me.
Now, we did not know that Jeff had brothers, stepbrothers, until like 3 years into the relationship. So I just want to point that out.
That's true.
3 years into our relationship with you, we found out.
Well, it was kind of the same with Bert, too.
What's that?
I said, we didn't know that you had half-brother. No, he had a son until yesterday. No, that you have half-brothers, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I didn't know that until about a year or two.
Mine are half-brothers, but we're not dating. Like, I think there's a difference.
I think the point that they're making here is that guys don't readily share their relationships with other relatives.
Yeah, I'm not making an excuse for him. I just feel like I need to point that out.
If he's making up cousins, like, it's not... Like, I think there's a significant difference between dating and coworkers. Like, you guys didn't know about my half-brother or Bert's half-brother because it never comes up in conversation. But if we were dating and all of a sudden I said, oh, yeah, I'm going up to North Carolina to visit my half-brother, you should be pretty damn suspicious.
Right. Right. That's true.
The voice disguiser doesn't have to be on. All right, so we're only getting guys' advice here. 404-741-1005. Tony, what do you think?
Hey, I think this is real easy. Is this one of the situations where she can call anytime she wants and she calls him up on Tuesday night and hears music in the background, the guy's laughing, playing pool and things, or is this one of those, oh, well, baby, I don't think you should call me on Tuesday nights and disturb me and so then know what's going on? I think it'd be easy to call and find out what's going on.
Or is the phone off? I think that's hugely telling. If the phone is off or, you know, going, you can always tell when a cell phone's off because it goes right, it doesn't even ring before it goes to voicemail. Right.
Voice disguiser, please.
Oh, I've been able to get in touch with him. That's what one of the weirdest things is no, I can, or sometimes one of his friends pick up. So I know that, I mean, I don't call him every Tuesday because I want to be some kind of a, you know, crazy girlfriend, but you know, I have called him over there to like have to make plans for stuff, but I'm not gonna like check up on him or anything. I mean, it just sounds so weird.
When you have called him though on those Tuesdays,
yeah,
he is
other guys, you know, I'm friends with some of those guys too, and that's the other thing, I really think they would tell me something was going on.
No, sure they would.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Guys protect each other pretty well, so I wouldn't count on that.
You know what guys say, hoes before bros.
I'm just saying I think what you're hearing here is if there's some accessibility there. If you call up and he's out with the guys, then you can take some comfort in that fact.
I definitely can. The only thing, I guess it's compounded with this other stuff, you know, like, I wonder, like, is he seeing her, you know, if there was somebody afterwards or something like that.
Most guys are saying there's nothing to be scared about here. Don't
really?
You? Yeah, most are saying that, don't worry about it. Good morning, Chad. You're on Q100. What's going on?
I was going to say that I really don't think it's an affair.
Why? I mean, what do you think it is? Just, she's just being, thinking... Yeah, Monday after Thanksgiving.
What
I'm trying to say is, why do you think that he's taking the clothes over? Do you think that the premeditated spend the night is normal?
I do it on occasion.
Okay.
I'd say, I'm with Chad. I don't think you're screwing around yet. Or at least I'd say you still have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
It is changed a little bit when she said that his buddies would answer the phone or like if she calls over there. Like the fact that there is a group of guys around, that helps. But still, like the cut, like... If it was just that, if the only thing she called up with was that, I would start out by saying he's cheating, and then when the buddies answered the phone, it would be gone. But the random cousin visiting and the text messages.
I also think...
I'm like CSI, man. I look all over the place. I'm pulling hair follicles off the car seat. I'm putting the whole thing together.
But the text message thing, I think what Bert asked is so important. She didn't have the answer. Because text message memory in your phone is not unlimited. So I delete all the incoming and outgoing text messages every so often.
But not as they come in.
But not as they come in or out. So, I mean, there's one moment you could be looking through my cell phone and there's nothing. And then others, there's 48, you know, messages, you know, in my box.
Right.
You know, the thing that, the one detail I still need.
<That's all>
The one detail we need is the distance between work and his house. Like, how far is it from work for him?
It could take probably a little over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when he's at his friend, especially if it's at Jim, and he's still over his house, it's more like 10 minutes. So it is a lot easier for him to go to work. Wow. I understand that. And I really didn't have a problem with it until I started talking, you know, to some of my friends about it. And then it was like, well, you're just being crazy, and, you know, why aren't you, you know, calling him on it and everything? And I just, my main thing is just not messing up something that's really good, because he's a good guy, and I just don't want to mess it up.
Has he ever cheated on you before?
Oh, no.
Never done anything, never given you any indication at all anything's up?
No, not at all.
I still think you got to give the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, now that there's a commute issue where it's an hour if he goes home, but only 10 minutes, damn it.
Hoss?
Yeah, that's what. Now that she said that, you should have told us that in the beginning. That wouldn't have felt so dumb by saying this.
I think you're okay at this point.
I've just been talking, I guess, I need some help from you guys, and I really appreciate it. I really feel good about it, and definitely, I don't know. I think that's the way to go. It's just...
You know what? Keep looking, though. You'll find some reason to hate.
Oh, stop.
Keep digging and digging and digging. Screw it up, girl. Screw it up somehow.
Yep.
Stop it.
See you later, Ryan.
You guys are great. Thank you.
I would start checking his email if you could somehow get all this.
Yeah, stop.
Spy bot things or something up on his computer, and you could check his email. That would help your relationship, I think, just to solidify that nothing
bad is going on. What if she just followed him this weekend?
Yes,
like a couple car lengths behind all the way to
You know what? Here's what you need to do is go over to his buddy's house Tuesday night for the big sleepover.
That'll go over well.
For the big poker night / slumber party.
I love how she says the last thing she says is, hey, you guys did great. Thanks so much. Which means, hey, you guys said exactly what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Those of you that weren't listening a couple of days ago, Amber called us up, and I know your first thought is probably, well, she shouldn't have been in his briefcase in the first place. Mm. Well, not the case. Good morning, Amber.
My husband and I, our anniversary was last Wednesday, and I decided that I was going to put his card and the present in the outside of his briefcase. I wasn't going in his briefcase, but there's two pockets on the outside that zip, and I was going to put it in one of the pockets so that when he got to work, he would find it, and it would be, it wouldn't be just handing over a press. And I went to put it in there, and I started to try to push it down into the pocket. It wouldn't go in the pocket. And I was like, you know, dadgum, I thought he had a bunch of paper crumpled up in there, and I was like, I'm going to have to make room. So I was pushing everything to the front, and I was like, oh, that feels like pictures. I made the stupid mistake of pulling them out because I would rather have not known. But I made the stupid mistake of pulling them out, and there were five pictures. Four of them were pictures of the lady that he was engaged to before he got engaged to me, before we met.
Mm-hmm.
There were pictures of her, and they were pictures of her with nothing on in different arenas with nothing on. The last picture is very graphic, and I can't describe it.
Just one question, though. Was the last picture, did it involve her and him?
Her and him in a picture taken, and all you can see is her belly and his head.
So we debated it a little bit, and there wasn't any real scenario we could draw up to where it would be legitimate for him to have these pictures in the briefcase if this happened such a long time ago. I mean, I think we were trying.
We talked about how if he found him and was bragging to his buddies and was taking him to work or something he found maybe at work and was going to show somebody. But still, why?
Or maybe he found him and was going to go throw him out and then forgot.
Right.
Didn't we bring that up? And she said, oh, that's what he'll tell me.
Yeah, that's what he'll say.
Hey, Amber.
Hey.
Hey, Amber, let me introduce you to Sandra from MateCheck. She's our private investigator. She does a great job for us.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi, Amber. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Amber, will you tell Sandra the other pieces of this puzzle, too? Because there were some kind of, like, weird facts about him and some pictures and videos and, like, I don't know, just some other weirdness.
Sure. One time before, he had been watching a movie, and it was after I had gone to bed. It wasn't, you know, like an X-ray movie or anything. It was just one he rented from the video store. And that time was driving his car, and his briefcase spelled out. It really did. And I went and stuffed everything back in, and then my hand hit the pictures, and I looked at them, and they were these pictures of this young girl
totally nude. Like, one was walking toward him, but there was a greenish glow to him. So I asked him about those, and he said, oh, it was taken from this movie, and he actually went and got the movie, you know, and showed me that he took those pictures off of that movie with his digital camera for his friend Dave, who has a divorce, who's going through a divorce and hasn't seen, you know, a girl or whatever in a while. So then, last week, it was our anniversary. I was seeing an anniversary gift and a card in the outer pocket of his briefcase, because I don't go into his briefcase. It's just, you just don't do that. And the card wouldn't go all the way down, so I was trying to, you know, push the card down and move whatever was in the way out of the side, and I just pulled it out. And when I pulled it out, it was four pictures of his previous fiance, completely naked, and one picture of him with her, completely.
Right. Well, I was going to say that most times this happens that, like, the husband will meet his, you know, ex, and right, she will give him pictures, you know, like, remember this, remember what we right did, you know, hold right on, something like that.
Right.
But with these other pictures and things coming up, I mean, you know, is this your husband?
Yes, it is.
You know, I couldn't say for sure, but over 12 years' experience, I've seen everything. And
right,
sometimes in when this happens, you know, they just have a problem. They are with
right
prostitutes, different
right
girls. He might right even have different cell phones for each girl that he's talking with.
Maybe. That may be the case.
Pardon me?
So that certainly may be the case. One of the things I found really, really strange was that we were married 3 years, and last 2 years, I'm disabled. I have a real bad heart problem, and the last 2 years, he's helped buy Christmas for my girls, because I only get, like, I get $101 a month from disability, along with my Medicare, and he's helped, you know, buy gifts for my girls. But this year he's like, I'm not buying any gifts for your kids, you know. I'm just not going to do it. And he spent $1,000 on his kids, and then all I was getting with my kids was two pair of pajamas. It was like $7 short, and he was like, I'm not going to give it to you.
Well, I mean, he's certainly showing you some character issues right off the bat. You're not exactly
right
building a great case for the guy, that's for sure.
Well, when you see pictures of the ex, and then you see him treating you poorly, especially the children, and now things have changed in your house and the way things have usually worked.
Right.
You know, something, it sounds to me like something's up. And,
right,
you know, he wouldn't be carrying pictures anyways. I don't care if it was a long time ago. You don't carry nude pictures of other women in
right
your briefcase. And just so the guys can all boo and hum at me, I don't think there's any problem when you're married going through a briefcase or the guy going through a purse, because if you don't, you shouldn't have anything to hide. You know,
right,
go through my purse, my lipstick and powder and so forth. You know, you shouldn't have to worry or have to not have somebody go through something to find a number or find nude pictures.
Right.
It's absurd, you know.
Well, it's probably a debate for another time, but I think there is something. I mean, I think there is something to be said for some personal freedom within your relationship.
Yeah,
I have personal freedom, but I mean, if someone needs to go through your briefcase, get something out, I mean, you know, if you're doing the right thing, it should be no big deal. There's
right
nothing should be personal in there that your significant other couldn't see, you know.
Right.
Sure,
so,
but if you're specifically going around into a briefcase because you have a hunch something is going on, chances are pretty good you got 1 foot out the door anyway.
Right,
yeah.
And if you have a hunch, I'd rip that briefcase open and I'd see if that hunch was true.
Yeah.
Well, she wants to follow this hunch, Sandra. What we had suggested is calling you up and seeing if you could hire somebody here in Atlanta that could put a tail on him, just so she has concrete, absolute proof that these pictures were taken recently and he is indeed having an affair.
Right. Yeah, I can do that, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's already there, but you might want
right
to know who, but it sounds like it's probably going to be different.
Is this pretty typical for you, Sandra? Like, I mean, it's like all this evidence certainly seems obvious, but the woman needs 100% concrete proof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You're not going to give up your marriage just because things seem the way they are.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. Right. I mean, I wouldn't. I would definitely, especially since they have children together and, you know, history together, want to make, you know, sure before, you know, she boots them out. Absolutely.
Right.
I wouldn't do it on intuition or that things landed up there or that he's lying. You can't ruin a relationship with just that.
Well, we don't have any children together. He has a 22-year-old lives in Savannah, and he's got a almost 20-year-old lives with us.
But your kids are with you, too.
My kids, yeah. I've got a 16 and a 19-year-old.
Even if it was just you two, you can't give up anything just on things that don't look right. You need proof. Mm-hmm.
I think we'd all be surprised in a couple of weeks if we check in with each other and you've done the tale. If you come back and say, nope, he's not doing anything wrong, that would be, I think, probably far more shocking to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, just to let you know, around the holidays, sometimes that does happen because, you know, if he is seeing other women or another one woman or if he's seeing prostitutes or whatever, you have to remember everybody out there has family members or has friends or has somebody that they're going to go and visit at this time of the year.
Right.
So this time of year usually seems a little bit harder because he's probably going to try to spend more time home with you, even though he's being cheap about the money. But
do you know Sandra, the holiday tipping procedures for prostitutes? Because I know, like, your mailman's like $20. So what do you give your whore?
Amy. Well, I can't say it over the I can't say it, you know, over the phone, but they really don't want money. They want something else. But that's a different conversation.
Right, right. Well, Sandra, when you put a tail on somebody, how long does it normally take for you to get the pictures or the facts that you want in order to present a case?
You know, that's completely up to the subject that I'm following. You know, as soon as I can get a tail on him and if he does anything and how soon he does something and when he does something, and that's how quick. You know, each person's individual, and of course, nobody knows. Those
right.
We wouldn't have to.
He has a very set schedule. He gets up by 9:00 in the morning. He doesn't work. He's not working at all this month. He is a physician. That's all I'm going to say. And he's taking the whole month off. And he gets up at 9:00. He goes to the gym, he says, at the LA Fitness out at Sugarloaf, and stays there for 3 hours.
Oof, he's in good shape.
Yeah. Can you tell that he's working out? Because a lot of guys will say, I've been at the gym 3 hours, 4 hours, and you don't see a change at all, and there's nothing. So, do you see any change in him?
No.
Yeah, if he's at the gym for 3 hours, he needs to come back, like, after a week looking like Usher.
Right,
exactly.
3 hours every day?
Every day.
Wow. Yeah, he must be in great shape.
Maybe he's just spending
Saturdays.
A lot of...
Sometimes Saturdays he doesn't.
Maybe he's just spent a lot of time in that steam room, like the eucalyptus smell.
You never know.
Well, let's do this. Let's cover a lot of this off the Bird Show.
You spend a lot of time in the women's shower.
I hope not. But why don't we get you guys together off the air?
Well, you know what I just need her to do is email me all the information on him.
Okay.
And her information.
I can do that.
Sandra, last quick question for you is with these photos, like, because it's been a photo thing in the past and it's a photo thing now, like, what does that say? What does that say to you, the photos?
Well, I think he's either seeing different women or has some kind of, I mean, I don't know. I would probably even check his computer for, maybe he's doing more, maybe he's chatting or pornography or, you know, I don't know. It's just, usually when you see somebody taking pictures, digital camera off of a TV of pictures of girls, I mean, that's going a little far-fetched. I mean, I'm sure if you wanted to send those pictures to his brother, he could find pictures elsewhere of women online that could be easier just zipped over to him than you know, getting out the digital camera and get the digital camera hooked up. You know, this is kind of far-fetched.
Well, and then this whole thing with Christmas and him not, you know,
Well, on Christmas, he's probably spending his money elsewhere.
Yeah.
And that's why he just, you know, it's so mean and said it so abrupt because usually when they are seeing other women or prostitution or whatever he's doing, it costs money.
All right, let's cover a lot of this stuff off the air with Amber. Okay, Sandra?
Yes.
And we're going to have her shoot you an email. And I also want to let anybody else know that, of course, you can be hired here in Atlanta. And I want to kind of direct them to your website also. So why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay. My website is matecheckpi.com. And there you'll also, on the front page, the home page, find my email. And my email is matecheck@matecheckpi.com. And you can email me with any questions you may have.
Okay. And we're going to have Amber email you later on today so you can start working on her case for us also, okay?
Great. And don't forget, Amber, your personal information as well, so I can contact you.
Right, we'll pass it on to her.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks,
Sandra.
Alanda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Tis the season to get busted. So if you want to help, if you need Sandra's information, just go ahead. All the hits, Q100.com. And we have linked right on over to her website.
Hey, The Bird Show.
We are getting into that period now of the time of year where you're going to all these holiday parties, and especially your work holiday party. You got to be so careful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because there's this misconception that you go to your holiday party for work, and that it's a comfortable environment, that y'all are friends, that there's no repercussions for anything. And then usually the danger is, the slippery slope, is you go to the holiday party and you really don't want to go, but you know you need to. You need to make an appearance, so you start drinking just to be more comfortable, yes, at the holiday party. Then you keep drinking,
right,
and then you get comfortable, and then you do something stupid.
And the thing is, it lasts, when if you're branded like that, you're branded like that for,
right,
until somebody else does something. And
exactly,
I think that the premier example is Crash, who didn't exactly mind it.
Mm-hmm.
But he, because it only had, like, maybe 2 years into the show or whatever, Jessica.
Hey, David, hold on one sec, okay?
Yep.
Threw that party for me where Crash told our general manager's wife that she had a great ass and then left, took his pants off before he left.
Yeah.
And people who were at that, who didn't know Crash personally, but were at that party forever.
Somehow,
he is the guy who took his pants off when he left the party.
Yeah, they knew him intimately by the end of the night.
Right. Yes. You guys, let this, if you go into these holiday parties, let the following stories totally freak you out so you don't get your drink on so badly. Because I am assuming the phone lines that are lit up right now have to do with alcohol and drinking too much at the holiday party.
Yeah.
So 404-741-1005. If you are absolutely sure the reason why a fellow employee has gotten the boot because of something that happened at the holiday party, give us a call right now. Hey, David.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Gang?
How are you?
Hey.
Good. I got a perfect situation. We had a holiday party at the Phillips Arena during a hockey game. There was a guy that just moved from New York that was brand new with the company. He was probably with us for 3 weeks. And this guy was just pounding drinks, and you think he'd be a little more, you know, careful being with the company so short a time. And he got so drunk, he was dropping F-bombs all night.
Oh, no.
And just kept, you know, when you're like really drunk and you keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Well, his thing was top of the morning to you and just annoying everybody. Mm. And sure enough, the next day he got canned.
Is that right? They were just looking for a reason.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, he just moved to New York for this company and he was here no longer than 3 weeks. So I don't know, you know, what he did after that, but hello and goodbye, I guess.
You know, this article kind of gives you guys suggestions on exactly what to do. And one of them says, like, the mentality going into it has to be more of a meeting than it is a party. Like,
right,
when you go in there, this is still part of, like, work.
Yes.
You just can't see it as, like, a place to let your hair down and hang.
Right.
You got to look at it as, like, a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Tish. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just calling to tell you guys, if you have a cold, do not go to your holiday party.
If you have a what?
A cold?
If you have a cold.
Okay, how come?
Well, my boyfriend and I went to his company holiday party. This was about 3 years ago, and he had a cold, so we stopped and got him some cold medicine. And I decided that it was probably not a good idea for him to be drinking, but he did that anyway.
Oh, no.
He has a thing for Jack Daniels, but he was drinking beer. I didn't know that one of his coworkers had been feeding him Jack Daniels on the side. A couple hours into it, things are getting a little out of control and he's having to be held down. Long story short, he bit somebody on the arm. And
no.
This happens to be the nephew of somebody that was pretty high up in the company. So they decided that the next day when he went into work that he was probably no longer going to work there. The guy was, you know, complaining, said that he needed to go to the hospital. He didn't know where his mouth had been. So he ended up getting suspended for a week without pay, and they transferred him to another location.
Damn, one night like that, man.
And from now on, your boyfriend is going to be known as the guy who bit so-and-so's nephew.
Yeah.
All the time. I wasn't working for the company at the time I had, and I went back, and they still talk about it now.
Yeah,
like,
you can't escape
that.
Oh,
that guy, the biter.
He'll never live it down.
Yeah. Like, well, his description will be vague. Yeah, you know, remember the guy with the glasses and the dark hair? No, not really. The guy that bit Bill at the company party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bill.
There's the girl at our radio station Christmas party when I was in Arizona who climbed up on the banquet table and licked the ice sculpture.
Nice.
And she is forever, that's how she is described, exactly as Bert just did.
It's so easy.
Remember we worked with Teresa? She had brown hair. She dated Mark for a while. She sold for KRQ. Nah. She got pregnant, and then she had twins. She licked the ice sculpture.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I know her.
Of course I remember Teresa. Two other really good pieces of advice is to get there early, because the best time to chat with executives is in the beginning of the night before you start to get your buzz on. They're going to be there early. You can get there early also. And it also says it's the worst place in the world to actually talk shop, because once you start to get your buzz on, all of a sudden you think your ideas are better than everybody else's, and that's where it starts to fall on.
But then we talk about employees. It's also embarrassing when the boss is the one that gets drunk.
Yes.
Like, that's not a good idea for managers to even drink at all, because there's such a loss of respect for a boss that gets drunk at the Christmas party.
The Bert Show.